This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How the hell are you gonna get fired on your day off?
I don't know.
It's a great scene in Friday when Mr. Jones asks Craig how he's gonna get fired on his day off. Now, if you think that's kind of mean, guys, why are you making light of that? Robert Griffin III just tweeted that video out. So we got the idea from him. We're just telling you that was the statement he has provided to this point, is that clip right there from Friday. But Robert Griffin is out at ESPN after 2 years, or I should say with 2 years remaining on his deal. He's been there longer than 2 years, but he was on a rocket ship. He had an unbelievable start at ESPN where he was very quickly on Monday Night Football. He was one of their lead college football analysts. I always thought he did a great job in the booth as a color commentator, and he's no longer at the company. Now, The Athletic broke the story today, and it was Andrew Marchand who did the reporting. He claims that he got fired. That's very different than budget cuts, I think, although maybe it's semantics. You could tell me what you think, Danny, but I think when I hear fired with 2 years left on your deal, that tells me you're not getting paid. Whereas somebody else has subsequently reported that not only is Robert Griffin out, but that Sam Ponder is also out, who's been hosting the early Sunday morning NFL pregame with the crew of seven or eight people that they have sitting around the desk leading up to NFL football Sundays, and that they're both out via the latest budget cuts at ESPN. But Griffin specifically is a stunner because of just, he was ubiquitous on that network. He was on everything. He was the poster child for a lot of their football coverage for his first couple seasons at the network. And with 2 years left on the deal now, he's out at ESPN.
Yeah, this is, I think, the polite and nice thing to do if someone's been let go multiple years in advance, if there's no, you know, sort of public spat that's taking place, is to sort of say budgetary reasons, or you know, you just name something in general and you kind of move on. 2 years left is fascinating. That's the key part. If this was an expiring deal in 6 months, you'd go, we're just going to do this now, you know, as our new fiscal year starts at a certain point in time, we're not going to bring you back. And you could say he's quote unquote fired with however many months left. 2 years left on a deal to just be let go, something happened. There's no other way around that, right? I don't know what that something is. I'm not here to speculate. I have no clue. But whether it's a sea change or whether it's displeasure between the two parties, I have no idea. But that's one of those you kind of, we're all going to be left with the polite explanation where we're not going to be really allowed to dig and find anything else if they're just saying, yeah, it's budgetary reasons. But that's very, very unusual, is to have it go that way. Budget stuff is, hey, this guy's expensive. Let's get him off the books. You know, maybe 6 months, 3 months, whatever, right before the contract expires. Another 2 years where he's probably getting paid because this isn't like for cause. Man, that is pretty stunning because you said it. This was a rocket ship. Yeah. Like, it was sort of, he was born for this. I thought he was excellent as a studio guy talking about college football, but he was pretty good at everything.
Yeah, he was very good at the desk. I thought he was better for games, though. Just my own proclivities. I really liked him in the booth. Broadcasting games. It was a little like shtick heavy, innuendo heavy for my style, but I thought when he just talked ball, he was awesome and really could have become one of the great analyst because he has energy and a passion for the game and a big personality, which we saw here. Obviously, my relationship with him goes back to before he was even drafted in 2012. In the earliest days of 2012 when Washington, you know, was trading up for the number two pick and was going to take him. But as someone who, like him, has young daughters, I mean, he's got, I believe, four kids now. I think he's got three young girls with his wife and then obviously his oldest daughter as well from his first relationship when he was here. You feel bad because it's family that's affected. Yeah, sure. And everyone will be like, oh, he's made a lot of money. Well, no kidding. But he's, if you're out of gig, if you're not getting that money, that's still a major change of kind of lifestyle, potentially. Now, hopefully, he will get paid every penny. That one of the reports says that he was going to continue to get paid for the next 2 years based on the downsizing. But that's, again, different than what Andrew Marchand was suggesting with his initial report. So who knows what's what. More interestingly for me, though, in addition to there's two prongs to this. There's two sides. The first is it's hard not to think about this from the same lens as football, where it was like he burst onto the scene. He was this unbelievable rocket ship rising star. And then within a couple of years, everything changed. That's very, very odd. Why did that happen? Why does that happen? But the other side of this is I think he's a fascinating free agent from a sports media standpoint right now. His social media accounts are very, very popular and get tons of engagement. He's not that much younger than me, I don't think. How old is Robert Griffin? He's got to be in his young 30s, right?
I think so.
I'm asking this
mid-30s,
for a reason.
Yeah.
Is he about my age?
Let me look.
Here's what I'm going to say, and the reason I even asked the question. He seems to be unbelievably plugged in with like new media and what gets clicks and kind of that generation and that era.
35, right around your age.
So, wow, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. So we're about the same age. So I would say then I'm more of an old man than him in a lot of ways, but he is locked in on TikTok and Reels and all that stuff. And, you know, he posted the Friday clip just as a thing that's going viral now since the news came out that he is no longer at ESPN. Like, pretty much all of the stuff that he does online generates a lot of interest. There's occasionally a straight-laced take. Like today he tweeted about Matthew Judon and why it makes a lot of sense. And it was just a normal football assessment. He did something similar with J.J. McCarthy. But then a lot of the time, you know, it could be politics, it could be sports, it could be world news. He'll just say, hey, give me your thoughts on this. The next thing you know, there's a million people arguing in his comments. Or, you know, he'll do some type of meme or post a picture where it's a funny thing on his head or, you know, whatever.
He baits the hook, throws it in the water, exactly. And gets responses.
He's eating a croissant, you know, and just like gigantic croissant that he's shoving into his mouth.
The joke is that the croissant's too big. It's a big croissant.
It's a very large croissant.
And that's the entirety of it.
But the point of the dude's story is, I don't know where you go if you're him. I think there's a lot of companies that will want him. But does he want to be a great football analyst and sign with Fox Sports and be a part of the Gus Johnson broadcast on, you know, maybe you're not the big noon kickoff guy that Joel Klatt does, but maybe you're their number two. Do you want to go work at another up-and-coming network with games? Do you want to be the face of some social media company where they care about the engagement and they live online and they do videos? I don't really know, but I think he's got his finger in a lot of pies, and I do find him to be a really entertaining kind of free agent to see how this ends.
This sort of feels very FS1 to me. As if that's the natural next step.
But my point is that was ESPN, and maybe it was just a bad fit, but it didn't work there. There's something they didn't like to get to here.
Totally. And so I think FS1 won't mind that.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, because FS1's basically the...
Like, ESPN does not want you popping off about the, you know, what's going on with Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I feel like FS1 doesn't mind. Like, it's we're Club Shay-Shaying until we weren't, because I guess he's doing something else. But if you employ Skip Bayless and you have, you know, some sort of, you know, that's the television version of engagement farming, of screaming hot take about how the Cowboys are going to win the whole thing and LeBron is a choker, and you do that every day for hours. And it's not even about the viewership, it's about the tweets, it's the engagement, eyeballs. They want eyeballs, and they're good at getting, and someone that's good at getting eyeballs is that guy. So that feels like a natural marriage
to Fox Sports.
I do.
I could see that. I mean, what is the other network at this point? I don't see him as like an NFL network guy. They're a little more straight-laced and buttoned up, it feels like. He's, fun is maybe not the right word, but like, he wants to do a bit. where he's on camera holding the microphone, and at the end of the clip, they zoom out. Now you find out he's on a boat, and he's jumping into the water in his full suit. Like, that's where Robert Griffin's doing. Who has that kind of fun? Who's doing that kind of thing? I don't know. But I view him as viral social media type stuff. And maybe networks would, you know, he could sign on with NBC and they could have him as their social media correspondent who also is on Football Night in America or something like
or
that.
Or something, yeah.
Like I could see that. Maybe like an NBC. That would make sense. Maybe you have a deal where he sits down on, like, because I think he would do good for himself and do well if he was, like, doing a night show with, you know, he sits down with Jimmy Fallon and talks football once a month or whatever. Like, NBC could use him, how they like to move all these parts around and they have all their people at the Olympics to you know, show everybody off. Maybe he could do four or five roles for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.